Good day and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Hi, how are you? How the heck are you? Good to be here. Gotta love it. Yes, indeedy duty. Happy Rocktober! Yeah, back in the old days, every October, the rock radio guys used to call it Rocktober. And it's Friday the 13th. How do you like that? We had Thanksgiving this week. Halloween's in a couple of weeks, so Rocktober is rocking, I tell you. Our good friends Two Shadows, just saw them last week at the Red Room on Thursday night. Put on a fantastic show. real good show, those guys, I tell you. They finished their Canadian tour, and now they're heading out onto the American leg of the tour. They were in Portland on Wednesday. They're in Seattle tonight, and then they're heading east all the way out as far east as Rochester, New York, and then they'll be heading back, and I think the 9th or 10th of November, they'll be wrapping up the tour in Salem, Oregon. So if you're anywhere in the States, check them out. On the show today, we're going to hear all kinds of stuff. We got Brenda Lee, we got the Easy Beats, we got the Statler Brothers, we got Ray Stevens, Canned Heat, Katie Lang, Grimm, Aunt Bibby, and this is the only Vancouver band named after illicit street meat. It's Empanadas Illegales. Thank you.
was a house that you live in your whole life. There are some things you cannot forget. They stay stuck like a knife.
Tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Culture Days announces its inspiring series of community events presented by artists and cultural organizations spanning across British Columbia from September 22nd to October 15th, 2023. BC Culture Days is a network of over 350 diverse events, all aimed at showcasing the artistic and cultural essence of over 50 participating communities. All events are free or pay what you may, including a variety of events for all ages. And anyone from grassroots community volunteers, public libraries and independent artists, to major arts, culture and heritage institutions can register Culture Days events as long as the events are participatory and free or pay what you may to attend. Event registration is open until September 22nd at 9 p.m. To find out more, visit culturedays.ca and follow at BC Culture Days on Facebook, Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. Join Coquitlam Public Library for this year's speaker series, Conversations on Race, a five-part series running every Wednesday from October 11th to November 8th. Conversations on Race will highlight the lived experiences of people who have faced Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, as well as highlight the immigrant experience and Indigenous cultures in Canada, culminating in a workshop on allyship that will leave attendees with tools for how to speak on and tackle issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion in their daily lives. To find out more, visit Coke Library, that's coquelibrary.ca.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
once there.
What the Queenie could have done for me?
There is one pitch on her in the bingo. All he told us was she's crazy, Kringle. As he buzzed up, the doll's head laughing. And Mirado throws his body in the sea. But all you rambling boys of pleasure, the ladies of easy leisure, we must say adios until we see you, Maria, once again.
Love. north, the rush is on.
Cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down.
So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Looking for some outdoor relaxation? Come and take a yoga class with Matt Collective, running Mondays through Thursdays. Matt Collective offers classes and events at iconic Vancouver locations like Canada Place, Stanley Park, and Kitts Beach. Visit mattcollective.com for more information. That's mattcollective.com.
UBC student. Looking for an approachable way to meet people and make friends? You should join the SSN.
SSN, baby!
Join the Song Starters Network today and get access to free samples, one-on-one songwriting / production help, and the wonderful members of the Music Production Club and C4 Choral Composition Club to collaborate. You can join through either of the mentioned UBC clubs or contact us at ssn.ubc@gmail.com.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
BC Culture Days announces its inspiring series of community events presented by artists and cultural organizations spanning across British Columbia from September 22nd to October 15th, 2023. BC Culture Days is a network of over 350 diverse events, all aimed at showcasing the artistic and cultural essence of over 50 participating communities. All events are free or pay what you may, including a variety of events for all ages. And anyone from grassroots community volunteers, public libraries and independent artists, to major arts, culture and heritage institutions can register Culture Days events as long as the events are participatory and free or pay what you may to attend. Event registration is open until September 22nd at 9 p.m. To find out more, visit culturedays.ca and follow at BC Culture Days on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BBD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar Zan, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, Guitar Zan. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. He likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On
Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Thank you. story someday the world will learn that fires we don't put out will bigger burn. We must save freedom now at any cost, or someday our own freedom will be lost.
Kiss me goodbye and fight me while I'm gone. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Hello, Vietnam.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Martha and the Muffins, Empanadas Illegales, Aunt Bibby, Grimm, Brenda Lee, The Pogues, 10,000 Wolves, Rodney DeCrew, The Statler Brothers, Easy Beats, Ray Stevens, Canned Heat, K.D. Lang, and Johnny Wright. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Colorful Conversations is up next, dedicated to exploring topics around identity, visibility, intersectionality, and what it means to be a young person of color in Canada today. That's followed at 2 o'clock by Radio Art from Bepi Crespin, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM,